Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, dear friends in Christ, cover story on the society page of a local newspaper read like this. Prominent civic leader dies in tragic accident. Martin L. Moeller, chief executive officer of the family firm Moeller Construction, and prominent community leader, was killed in a fall as he inspected the construction site of the new hospital wing. Mr. Moeller, 40, was well known and respected by all who knew him. In addition to running the family business, he was a member of the hospital board of directors, chairman of the local Kiwanis Club, and advisor to the city's council on urban renewal. His contributions of time and no small amount of money to this community were exemplary. He will be missed immensely. He is survived by his wife of 20 years, a son and a daughter, five brothers, and his father, Marvin Moeller. Funeral services will be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church Saturday at 3 p.m. This is the church where Martin was a faithful and lifelong member. Burial will follow immediately in the church cemetery. Memorials are to go to Lutheran Social Services, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, or the Lutheran Hour. In the same paper, this short article was also found. Nameless indigent found dead. The nearly naked body of a man was found in the shrubbery alongside the driveway of a home in the suburbs. Authorities believe he died of natural causes resulting from disease and exposure. Nothing more is known of this man. That is the way society, the world around us, views the situation. Listen how God views it. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. While there are numerous lessons to be learned from the story our Savior told in Luke chapter 16. The most basic and fundamental and prominent lesson is that there is no amount of godliness or morality that saves. God is not a respecter of persons. earthly station in life carries no weight with God. Outward appearances, reputation, have no bearing in God's judgment of sinners. Success, health, prominence, power, prestige, none of these are an indication of God's favor, nor is failure, illness, disease, troubles, an indication of God's disfavor. God's favor toward us is to be found only in the person of Jesus Christ, the Savior from sin. Jesus would have us all recognize and acknowledge that we are each helpless beggars, covered with the sores of sin, and we are dying. But he would also have us acknowledge and believe that he is the Savior, that he has become poor and needy, that he has suffered and he has died for us in our place. And because of Jesus Christ, we have eternal blessings. The rich man and Lazarus are portrayed as two extremes by Jesus. But God sees every human being as a sinner, and salvation is attainable only through faith in Jesus Christ. It matters not how moral, how ethical, how upright we may appear to be. God, the one true God, sees into the hearts of human beings, and by his grace, through the power of his word, by the working of his Holy Spirit, he creates in us the faith which apprehends Christ's salvific work. Are we rich? Maybe not materially. Are we respected by many others? Probably not. Do we have a reputation in the community? Maybe. But in the eyes of God, each one of us, through our baptisms and faith in Christ Jesus, are named by him. And in that naming, we are given all of the blessings of eternity. May God grant that we each learn the lesson of the rich man and Lazarus, and trust not in the works of men, but only in the grace of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.